When talking about Social Security, says Connecticut Congressman John Larson, it's essential to begin with a clear understanding of just what that program is.
Social Security is not an entitlement. This is insurance that people have paid for. Once you look at it in terms of premiums that you've paid, this isn't a tax. This is an entitlement that you get a handout. This is something that you've paid for throughout your life. But we haven't made it actuarially sound. In any private sector system, you would adjust the premium. The premium has not been adjusted since 1983.
Larson was in Santa Rosa to explain and build support for his Social Security 2100 Act, a bill to update and expand the program. He appeared at a well-attended town hall session with fellow Democratic Congressmen Mike Thompson and Jared Huffman, who are two of the measure's 89 co-sponsors. Huffman summarized the bill's most important features this way.
A very modest premium increase, so you would pay a little more in your payroll taxes, on average about 50 cents a week. There would also be an adjustment to what's called the wage cap. So instead of no longer paying Social Security taxes once you hit $118,500, we would bump that up a bit and then index that going forward. That'll help stabilize the program. But in return, we get solvency for the next 100 years. We get a little bit of an improvement in benefits. And we've actually folded in a tax cut for a lot of folks who, above $25,000, start paying taxes on their Social Security benefits. We've bumped that up considerably.
The timing of this package of changes is important, adds Huffman, as the demographic bulge of the baby boom generation transitions from paying into Social Security to collecting benefits.
The system is stable for the next 20 years. It's solvent. We want to get ahead of what happens in year 21 when it is projected to begin to slowly go insolvent. We don't want to let that happen. If we legislate these modest changes today, we can preserve this wonderful program for the next 100 years.
The bill was developed in consultation with AARP and other advocates for seniors, also the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Hillsburg resident Carol Estes chairs that group.
I am thrilled by raising the amount that Social Security will provide by 2%, by covering high-wage earners who now escape contributions to the system. I am extremely pleased that the chief actuary of Social Security, Steve Goss, has demonstrated that this will solve the issue of Social Security solvency while also giving a cost of living increase that will reflect the raise in medical out-of-pocket costs that all elders are paying.
The Social Security 2100 Act is now awaiting a hearing in the House Ways and Means Committee, of which both Thompson and Larson are members. But the Connecticut Democrat says he expects it will face some partisan opposition there, almost inevitably.
When you have always a group in Congress that refers to it as an entitlement and feel they should shrink it up so small you can drown it in a bathtub, that creates a problem. But when you approach it in a common sense, pragmatic manner, as Mike and Jared and I have done, I think it's got legs, and I think it's going to continue to gain momentum the more we get that word out to the general public.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.